Chapter 47. Observe. Gojen's ass hurt. It really hurt. It really hurt, and he was bending over and sanding a floor, which added to his misery. His ass hadn't hurt this bad since his mother had caught him pilfering father's traps and claiming the pelts as his own catch, and that was half a decade ago. Though he never would have expected it to be one of his friends administering punishment. It looked like Jin's patience wasn't so infinite after all. He supposed he kind of deserved it. He had been rather incessant in his jokes about Jin's manhood. The worst part was, though, he did feel a bit better after Jin had smacked him around with the branches. He yawned as his arms continued moving, sanding the floor while his mind wandered. They had gotten things done extremely quickly yesterday, and even though he had worked so much, he still felt vigorous and ready for more. He had even been able to play a bit of haki with Chunki and his brother, and he still felt fine. He idly wondered about his newfound energy. He rarely seemed to get tired anymore, even when he worked all day. Maybe Jin was onto something about the rice, but Gojen had mostly eaten brown rice before, so that couldn't be that different. Or maybe it was the eggs and the vegetables that Jin occasionally gave them, the ones that tasted better than anything he had ever eaten. Was it because they were grown by a cultivator? He didn't know. Maybe he was just growing into his strength. Father said that young men were at their strongest in their early 20s, and he had just turned 18. Maybe that was it. He was growing up. He finished sanding the section of the floor, and Bidi walked in. He nodded to the rooster, who used his wings to whip up a gust and sweep all the wood dust from the house. Useful, he thought. All this chi stuff was so useful. No wonder cultivators could sit around all day in the stories. He supposed that other people took care of it all. Even with chi, Jin was constantly busy. He started sanding again. And soon he would be too, working on the farm for Jin. His friend had kept his shack well-maintained throughout the winter and told Gojen that he could have it if he wanted some privacy. Gojen decided he might take Jin up on his offer, but Jin's new house was so nice that a room in here would be just fine. And it would help that Mei Ling would be here. He liked Jin, he really did, but something would feel wrong without her around to patch up his cuts and scrapes. Yun Zhen, on the other hand, would be at home. He and his brother had never been separated for more than a week, as far back as he could remember. The thought was a bit uncomfortable. He couldn't be feeling homesick already, he hadn't even left yet. Oh well, no second thoughts. He'd give it his all, like he always did. Besides, Hong Yao-Wu wasn't that far away. A day and a bit. Less if he could convince Chunki to give him a ride, and the boar, well, his friend, if he was being honest, was always agreeable. He hit the other side of the room. It was the last pass, and it was probably near lunch. He ran his fingers along the smooth floor, making sure he hadn't missed any spots. No splinters tugged at his fingers. He nodded to Bidi again, the rooster examining him in that creepy way chickens looked at people, before the bird nodded back and once more cleared out the dust. He stretched and realized his back wasn't as sore as he was expecting it to be after having been bent down for hours. He went to go find Jin. He met up with his brother, who had similarly finished upstairs. They nodded to each other and stepped out into the sun. Jin and Elder Hong were preparing the lacquer and talking excitedly about bees of all things. The only experience Gojen had with bees was finding the occasional wild nest. The captured hives that were used for medicine were completely off limits. Honey was delicious. We're done with the floors, Yun Zhen called, and both Jin and Elder Hong looked surprised. Already? Elder Hong asked. He looked a bit skeptical, but didn't question them at Gojen's nod. After the pelt incident, he never lied about finishing work. Thanks. You guys can take a break and I'll finish lacquering the floors, Jin said, looking impressed. It's still a few hours till noon. You guys are fast. Both Gojen and Yun Zhen started in surprise. They really hadn't been working for long, had they? Yun Zhen was frowning, but didn't say much as they grabbed the haki sticks again. They had tried Jin's bladed shoes once. The footwear was too unwieldy, and Gojen preferred to run, even if Jin said the blades were how haki was meant to be played. Before they went onto the ice, they turned around to look again at the house. Gods, Yun Zhen muttered. Sometimes I wish I was a girl so someone would build me a house that nice. Gozen laughed. You're reedy enough for it, little brother. The fact that Gozen was taller than his older brother was a bit of a sore spot. Maybe some blind noble will mistake you for a girl. Yunjin huffed. You're just mad I inherited old mom's good looks, monkey boy. But being a girl is too boring. I'll just freeload here. Gozen shoved his brother for the monkey boy remark, and Yunjin smacked the back of his knee with his stick. And so began their haki game. Well, it was less of a game, and more just them tackling each other repeatedly and trying to keep a hold of the puck. There wasn't even a token attempt at scoring. They clashed over and over, as they had done for years. Their sticks cracked together fiercely, pushing and shoving each other. Gozen was stronger, Yunjin more wily and cunning. They weren't truly trying to harm each other, just force the other one to submit. They didn't know how long they fought and fainted, as stopping was the only thing that meant defeat. They were so engrossed in their game, they didn't notice they were being watched. Until finally, they were interrupted by Jin. Mind if I join in? He asked, his blades on his feet. The brothers paused in their battle, sizing up the interloper. The residual sting on each of their rear ends sealed the deal. Me and my brother against my friend. They struck as one. Their sticks flew through the air and their bodies shoved at Jin as they sought to take the puck from him, but he was always one step ahead. He glided across the ice with grace, never taking his eyes off them and foiling any attempt at a pincer attack. Direct attacks failed. They pushed and shoved, but this time Jin didn't budge. He just smirked and brushed them off, even on his unwieldy bladed feet. Gozen knew Jin let them push him whenever they normally played. It was a game, and he carefully controlled his strength and speed so that everyone could have some fun. But this time, he was pushing them, taunting them. What had started out as fun now had their full concentration. Gozen took a deep breath and settled himself. His brother did the same from beside him. They nodded to each other. Even if Jin was a cultivator, they were going to take the puck at least once. They moved as fast as they could, trying to catch him, but Jin moved faster still, skating backwards leisurely and ducking around their blows. Jin shoved Gozen off to the side, but Yunjin came in like a comet, and they clashed. Both spun off to the side, and Go saw his brother's eyes open fully, his exhale coming out in a steaming bellow. His eyes briefly met his brother's. The index finger of Yunjin's right hand crossed over his middle. Gozen nodded, the message received. Gozen inhaled, breath filling his lungs. He and his brother lunged. They pushed off from the ice, attacking from two separate angles. They concentrated, pushing themselves to the limit. And then Yunjin's stick shattered. His concentration broken, Gozen tripped and careened along the ice, finally coming to a stop when he slammed into a snowdrift. God damn it, not again, Yunjin wailed. He threw the wood to the side in frustration. Why does that keep happening? Because you're a cultivator, Jin said, an odd expression on his face. Both of you. There was stunned silence, and all Yunjin could do was gape. Gozen looked to his elder brother in confusion from his prone position, his head covered in snow. That can't be right. This some kind of joke, Jin? Gozen asked, clambering out of the snowdrift. Jin shrugged. Well, maybe not cultivators yet, but breaking bows, lifting 20 floorboards, sanding a floor in minutes instead of hours, you're using chi for sure.
But shouldn't we have felt it? Yunjin asked.
You probably have been. You've been feeling pretty good lately, right? Lots of energy? The Song brothers eyed each other. That did make sense.
But shouldn't it feel different? Yunjin asked. Just feeling a bit more energetic is...
Most people have to be taught how to feel their chi. It's a part of you. Can you feel your stomach digesting food? Your liver and kidneys doing their work? Sure, chi is easier to feel than that, but... Jin sighed. Looks like you two are staying a bit longer than you originally planned. I'll get you to the point where you don't break things from uncontrolled chi discharge, at least.